have mercy.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
Mostly cloudy and windy, but it will be warmer today with highs in the upper 30s to near 40. We could catch a little bit of light rain, maybe a sprinkle or a flurry here by later this afternoon. Tonight, it's going to get much colder. It'll be windy in the single digits tomorrow. Partly cloudy, windy, with a high near 10. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Good morning, y'all. Welcome to the Sunrise Show. Time for some coffee, conversation, and country.
Lord, it's the same old tune, fiddle and guitar. Where do we take? Stone suits and new shiny cars. It's been the same way for years. We need to change.
Let's go. We got a lot of show to get to today. Hope y'all are having a great start to your Friday out there. James here with you. We're here thanks to our good friends from the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Go visit them at 250 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Buy local, support local, support those that support this community.
I don't think Hank done it this way. Okay.
Thank you, Waylon. Good things coming up for you in this next hour, everybody. Got some requested music to kick things off. We'll get into some country music news. And, of course, we got to get into our National Day of Calendar to kick things off for this January 17th, 2025. It is National Hot Buttered Rum Day. Enjoy. It's a Friday. It's a good day for it if you enjoy it. And maybe while you're drinking that, you can celebrate National Bootleggers Day. Or are you celebrating National Bootleggers Day if you're enjoying your hot buttered rum, huh? I don't think. Bootleg has got a very wild, interesting history. Kids Inventors Day. It's a good day, you know, certainly for kids to do some inventing, but I think it's a great day for us adults to encourage kids' creativity and inventing. Never know what they might do. And that goes both ways. I mean, they could create something really cool or they could, you know, start something, you know, really bad. So keep an eye on it, you know, but also be encouraging. But keep an eye on it, too. It is National Customer Service Day. It's a good one. Appreciate customer service. I've not worked in a lot of customer service, but at the same time, I've worked in radio for 20 some years. And I think of this as a customer service job. Wherever I've worked, whether it was in classic rock or doing music here or WFHR, I have a couple of particular bosses here at Civic Media with Chuck and Sage and that. But I have a lot of bosses out there, all of you. If my ratings, if I'm not doing a good job, I'm not going to survive in this industry. I learned that early on. You do right by the listeners and do right by you. I think one of the best things you can do with customer service is, you know, keeping yourself in check sometimes. I remember working at a gas station and somebody came in and started yelling at me about the gas prices. And I just remember feeling very dumbfounded. Like I didn't do that. I don't run the gas company. I just do what they tell me. It's not the gas, you know, it's not the clerks that are changing prices or anything like that. More times than not, what you're upset about, that clerk who's making minimum wage has nothing to do with that. So don't take it out on them. You really want to bark, go ahead and take it out on the people that actually should be hearing your venting. These corporations and everything. It matters if you just want to be a dog barking or if you actually want to get something done. You want to get something done, do a little homework, find out why those things are happening. You just want to be another dog barking, then I guess go ahead and do that. But you just look like a fool to the rest of us, I'll be honest. I'm just being honest with you, man. Like, there's nobody who's ever been standing in line, see somebody, you know, degrading a customer service representative, and they're like, oh, that's a good person. well, there's a leader right there. There's somebody who I can look up to. Like, no, no. If you haven't worked customer service, especially, you probably don't really understand, you know, half of what the job is. Because I don't even, and I worked in customer service a bit, and I still don't understand half of it. It's also cable car day. It's an interesting one. Would you, if you haven't done it, would you ride in a cable car? I'm not sure. I don't know. I think I would. But at the same time, I've seen I feel like I've seen at least two or three James Bond movies where it ends badly. I know I've seen it in a bunch of action movies. and that's great data, right? I mean, you could trust that data, sure. Benjamin Franklin Day as well. Great individual, wonderful American to learn about. Encourage you to do that. Taking a look at January 18th, tomorrow and Saturday, it's Soup Swap Day. Join your friends and family, sit together and try and treat different hot soups. I don't even know how that would work, but more power to you if you want to try it. National Thesaurus Day is also tomorrow. Great day to learn some new words, add to your lexicon. I think that's a really fun thing to do. It changes things up. Doesn't make, for you or your friends or family or coworkers, your lingo doesn't get stale, if you will. As you get older and you get away from more and more of whatever the new, hip, cool, rad, awesome, tubular words are, showing my colors right here, my age. I think that one of the ways that you can update your lexicon, your vocabulary, is learning new words. And it's fun. I think it's fun. There's a lot of cool words out there. National Winnie the Pooh Day is Saturday. It's a fantastic one. A lot of us that got the chance to grow up on Winnie the Pooh. Real quick story. My mom worked at Book World for a long time when there was a Book World here in Wisconsin Rapids. And she worked there during the Beanie Baby craze. And one of the things that happened with that was a lot of companies came up with offshoots of Beanie Babies. Not generic Beanie Babies, but things like it. Disney did this with a lot of the Winnie the Pooh characters. And for Hanukkah one year, my mom got me, my brother and sister, the Winnie the Pooh character she always thought we were. And she called us growing up or whatever with my dad. And my sister was Piglet, which is very fitting. My sister is a cartoon character, so yeah, it fits very much. My brother was Tigger. Which, again, fits very much. Nicholas has a lot of energy, a lot of natural charisma, just a likable human being. He's the golden child. We'll just put it out there. I am the oldest. Therefore, I feel I am Winnie the Pooh. I am going to be the main character. That just seems right. You don't get a lot of things being the oldest in the family. I figure, okay, that's one of them I got. I got Eeyore. My mother thinks of me as a manic depressive donkey. Hey, cool, man. That's not right. I still don't know how to feel about that one. It was like almost 20 years ago. Saturday is also National Gourmet Coffee Day. Enjoy some good coffee. And we take a quick look at Sunday, January 19th, World Snow Day. Yeah, certainly got some snow to enjoy, at least a bit. But with the weather, the way it's going to be on Sunday, I'm not sure how much I'd recommend getting out there and enjoying it. It is going to be, there's cold, and then there's the bitterness that we're going to be feeling in the next couple of days here, going into from Saturday into Sunday. And it looks like Tuesday is probably when it might start warming up a little bit. And I use warming up in quotation marks. It's funny how we use the word warm differently in the summer than we do in winter here. Sunday is also Tin Can Day. Good Memory Day. That's a great one. Gun Appreciation Day. Brew a Potion Day. Get your cauldrons out and brew your potions, I guess. Artist as Outlaws Day. Get your paints and sprays and get ready to have some fun as an artist. We're all artists in our own ways. And it's National Popcorn Day on Sunday. Get your popcorn and enjoy. Whatever your favorite type of popcorn is, it feels like a good excuse to have it. So go for that. Quick look at country music news. Rumors are swirling that Dierks Bentley may be a contestant on season 49 of Survivor. And a lot of people are hoping it's true. Season 48 will premiere in February, but they're already casting for future sessions. And Jeff Probst, who is the host and producer and creator of the show, seemed to give a hint about it on his podcast when he said, "We have someone applying for season 49 who is very accomplished and known all around the world." That could be a lot of people, but fans went digging and noticed that very soon after the podcast aired, Dirks followed Jeff on Instagram along with every casting director from the show. And, you know, just having a look inside this industry and knowing a lot about it and everything, I'll tell you, Dirks Bentley is going to be on Survivor. I feel very confident about that. I'm just throwing it out there. I don't have any data on that, but you don't do those kind of things on social media. You don't see that done just on a whim. It's one thing to maybe follow along Jeff Probst. He's a pretty popular human being, but you're not following casting directors, and they'll tell you, they'll be the first to tell you this, casting directors. They're not getting follows unless somebody wants some, or, you know, they're a family friend or something like that, of course. You can find the complete article on this at AmericanSongwriter.com. And Tim McGraw is the son of Tug McGraw, who played 19 seasons in the major leagues from 1965 to 84. So this could be quite appropriate, or maybe full circle even. Tim will headline the first ever all-day concert event at the legendary Field of Dreams field in Iowa on August 30th. And he's doing it to pay tribute to his dad. August 30th would have been his 81st birthday. Pre-sale tickets will be available through StubHub starting on Monday. It's unclear how many tickets are going to be sold, but I've been thinking since watching the White Sox playing that game a couple years ago, how much it'd be fun to see a game there. I bet you it'd be a lot of fun to see a concert, especially Tim McGraw, man. That is one of the better performers you're going to see. That's pretty cool. Dolly Parton's birthday is Sunday, and just wanted to throw that out there. We will be celebrating her before to wrap up the show in just a little bit. But for right now, let you know that we got some Keith Urban on the way, Lainey Wilson, Clint Black, right now. Kelly over in Stevens Point wanted to hear some Chris Stapleton. Here's White Horse. Happy Friday, everybody. It's Wisc Country, 105.5 WYRI Sunrise Show.
If you wanna cowboy on a white horse, riding out the dunes. You're teaching me to be a better man. I don't want to take this life for granted like I used to do. No, no, I want to love somebody.
Don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to, and you make me want to. Hypnotized by the white lines, your hands 10-2 on this heart of mine, makes me feel at home. Yeah, boy, I'm right at home in a 4x4 by you. Out in the driveway, backed up to a fire on a tailgate, feet on the dashboard. Oh, nothing I love more. Not eating nothing, but we in slow motion, up in the mountains or down by the ocean. It's all the same to me. Ain't nowhere I'd rather be than in a 4x4 by you.
Yeah.
One of the biggest names in music right now, Lainey Wilson, 4x4 and you on 105.5 WIRI, Wiz Country's Sunrise Show. Good things coming up for you, everybody. Luke Bryan, Shania Twain. We got some Dolly Parton on the way for you as well, and plenty more. Right now, it's Clint Black. We're killing time on 105.5 WIRI, Wiz Country's Sunrise Show.
This coming year, From the Ground Up Coffee House and Roastery warmly invites you to rediscover the joy of connecting with friends over a delicious cup of coffee. Join us to unwind and reconnect with those who you've been too busy to see. Take a moment to savor their company and create lasting memories. Experience the magic of connection at From the Ground Up Coffee House, downtown Wisconsin Rapids. Proud sponsor of the Sunrise Show on 105.5 FM, WIRI, weekday mornings at 7 a.m.
Baby girl sleeping in my bedroom and her mama laughing in my arms. There's the sound of rain on the rooftop and the game's about to start. I don't really know how I got here, but I'm so glad that I did. And it's crazy to think that one little thing could have changed all of this. Maybe it didn't turn out like I planned. Maybe that's why I'm such a lucky man. For every stoplight I didn't make, every chance I did or I didn't take, all the nights I went too far, all the girls that broke my heart, all the doors that I had to close, all the things I knew but I didn't know. Thank God for all I missed, 'cause it led me here to this.
girl that I loved in high school, who said she could do better, or the college I wanted to go to till I got that letter. All the fights and the tears and the heartache I thought I'd never get through, and the moment I almost gave up all led me here to you. I didn't understand it way back when, but sitting here right now, it all makes perfect sense. Every stoplight I didn't make, every chance I did or I didn't take, all the nights I went too far, all the girls that broke my heart, all the doors that I had to close, all the things I knew but I didn't know. Thank God for. Mama passed away, but now I got an angel looking out for me today. So nothing's a mistake. Every stoplight I didn't make, every chance I did or I didn't take, all the nights I went too far, all the girls that broke my heart, all the doors that I had to close, everything I knew but I didn't know.
Tell Daddy he'll blow a fuse. Don't worry, I'm doing okay. I know you raised me to know right from wrong. It ain't what you think, and I'm still writing songs. Just never thought I'd see the day. I've never felt this way. I met somebody, and he's got blue.
Watermelons on the vine, help yourself to some.
do the watermelon crawl. When the band started playing Watermelon Queen, said, "Let me show you something that you ain't never seen." She grabbed me by the arm, said, "Come on, let's go." She dipped down, spun around, and do-si-do. She rocked back on her heels, dropped down to her knees, crawled across the floor, then she jumped back on her feet. She wiggled and she jiggled, beat all you ever saw. Said, "This is how you do the watermelon crawl." She said, "We got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl." Down in Georgia around about July, if you ain't in a hurry, then you ought to stop by. I can guarantee that you're gonna have a ball learning how to do the watermelon crawl. Well, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl.
Smart speaker to play WIRI.
Yeah, I was always a crazy one. Broke into the stadium and I wrote your number on the 50-yard line. You were always a perfect one and a valedictorian. So under your number I wrote, "Call for a good time." I only wanted to get your attention, but you overlooked me somehow. Besides, you had too many boyfriends to mention, and I played my guitar too loud. How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now? When I took off to Tennessee, I heard that you made fun of me. Never imagined I'd make it this far. Then you married in the money, girl. Ain't it a cruel and funny world? He took your dreams and he tore them apart. He never comes home and you're always alone, and your kids hear you cry down the hall. The alarm clock starts ringing. Who could that be singing? It's me, baby. Would you wake up call? How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now?
Yeah!
one and only Toby Keith. How do you like me now? On 105.5 WIRI, Wiz Country Sunrise Show. James here, and I'm out. I'll be back on Monday morning, right away at 5, to get you going for your week. We're going to get good things on the way for you, everybody. Seth and I over on WFHR 97.5 FM, going to bring you serious comedy to start your day. Got a chance for you to win some Culvers over there and some fun stuff. Over here, you're going to have Thomas Rhett, Shania Twain, Luke Bryant, Dierks Bentley all on the way. Laura and Seth will be with you this afternoon and throughout the weekend. Laura and Dottie will be hanging out with you, and we got great high school basketball on the radio dial tonight right here at 105.5. 705, join us as Assumption Boys host Newman Catholic. Mike, Randy, Seth, going to be covering that one for you. Do want to send a shout out to Mike and Randy and Laura. Yesterday, Laura ran her first game and did a knockout job. Well done. I leave you with Sunday's birthday girl, Dolly Parton, maybe the queen of music. Here you come again on 105.5 WIRI. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Constant need for regular blood donations in our area, and the Community Blood Center will be hosting several donation events in the area this month. Here are those dates and times. Wisconsin Rapids Riverview Hospital will be hosting January 21st from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and again on the 27th, 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. Then the Rome Town Hall will be hosting January 15th, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. If it's happening in the heart of Wisconsin, it's on 105.5 FM.
The IRS is ramping up collection, and if you owe back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns, listen carefully. Before it's too late, check your eligibility for the Fresh Start program still offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problems. Call our special hotline number now and find out in minutes if you qualify for these life-changing debt reduction programs. Business or personal, if you're in a payment plan with no end in sight, have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or finally just want to know your options, call call the experts at Republic Tax Relief and stop collections immediately. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau with a 5-star rating from Yelp, this veteran-owned company has the fight you need to take on the IRS. Don't go at it alone. Call their hotline number now, 800-657-7991. That's 800-657-7991. Find out if you qualify today. Call 800-657-7991 or go to republictaxrelief.com.
Come celebrate the new year at the Poorhouse Bar and Grill, where you can enjoy a world-famous and award-winning fish and shrimp fry paired with garlic baby red taters, tartar sauce, shrimp sauce, and coleslaw with classic cold drinks in a lively and family-friendly atmosphere. With daily drink specials and fantastic food, there's no better place to begin 2025. Come join an unforgettable experience. The team at the Poorhouse Bar and Grill wishes everyone a joyful and prosperous new year.
CBS News Brief. Israeli officials are meeting now to vote on a ceasefire and hostage release agreement signed with Hamas. Reporter Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
The Security Cabinet is meeting and is widely expected to approve this deal with a comfortable majority. So that is the first step.
Second, a full parliament vote tomorrow. A hostage release would begin Sunday. Supreme Court could issue its opinion today on a TikTok ban. Massachusetts Democratic Senator Ed Markey is against it.
TikTok has become an integral part of our lives, and that's 170 million Americans. That's over half of our population.
Many Americans are bracing for a polar vortex. They're expecting snow and freezing rain early next week in Louisiana. St. Tammany Parish spokesman Michael Vinceno.
We're not built for this in southeast Louisiana. Try to stay where you're at. It's not because we want to shut down roads. It's because we want to keep our people safe.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
105.5 FM WIRI Wisconsin is your station for high school sports. Catch Randy and Mike on the call all season long. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
The season of giving continues at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa with a chance to fill your cards and win up to $500 cash. Join Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa January 12th and 26th, where two lucky winners each day will have the chance to fill their carts with groceries from Piggly Wiggly in Nakusa and win up to $500 cash with our Warm Hearts Full Carts promotion. Plus, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa will match the value of the groceries and donate to local charities. Warm Hearts and Full Carts, January 12th and 26th at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. One in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test. Fix. Save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Wake up on the right side of the radio with WIRI 105.5 Sunrise Show. James here. Join me as I play your requests, catch you up on any country music news you may have missed overnight, and give you a musical start to the day. We're able to thanks to our friends at From the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Visit them at 250 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids. And wake up with us Monday through Friday, 7 to 8 on WIRI 105.5's Sunrise Show.
Mostly cloudy and windy, but it will be warmer today with highs in the upper 30s to near 40. We could catch a little bit of light rain, maybe a sprinkle or a flurry here by later this afternoon. Tonight, it's going to get much colder. It'll be windy in the single digits. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, windy with a high near 10. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Small town meant to be. My mama loved her, her daddy loved me. We burned up the road between her house and mine. We kissed in her driveway, and by the time I hit the highway, she called to tell me goodnight one more time. And she'd say, love you, miss you, mean it, boy, I'll see. Counting down the minutes, I'll be climbing up these walls.
When I first saw you, I saw love. And the first time you touched me, I felt love. And after all this time, you're still the one I love.
Looks like we made it. Look how far we've come, my baby. We might have took the long way. We knew we'd get there someday. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong. Still, you're still the one I run to, the one that I belong to. You're still the one I want for life. You're still the one that I love, the only one I dream of. You're still the one I kiss
Wisconsin.